WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Top of our report this hour, some New Jerseyans are still waiting to resolve their unemployment claims. And the state labor department could be reopening its stores soon for in-person visits. Governor Murphy says while he doesn't have an announcement to make now, he expects state offices closed during the pandemic to reopen sooner rather than later. In an early look at the November gubernatorial election, an FDU poll shows incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy with a significant lead over his Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli.
Oh, there's still a lot of people who just don't know who they're going to vote for. Remember, we just had the primary very recently, and a lot of people still have no idea who the Republican challenger is.
Poll executive director Dan Cassino says 70% of voters claim they don't know enough about Cittarelli to have an opinion of him. New Jersey is investing $200,000 into building up its video gaming industry, known as eSports. The New Jersey Economic Development Authority and Stockton University signed an agreement earlier today to establish an eSports Innovation Center at the university's Atlantic City campus. Kane University faculty and students can soon be in line for more research opportunities under a bill unanimously approved by the legislature Monday, designating it an urban research university. University President Lamont Repelette says it can open doors for students and help solve state challenges.
We all know the urban renaissance is helping New Jersey, and Kane is poised to lead the way. So this is a win-win situation for the people of our state.
New Jersey's public research universities currently include Rutgers, Montclair State, NJIT, and Rowan. Wawa is launching a new line of beers this summer season. The convenience store chain is teaming up with 2SP Brewing Company, bringing specialty brews to the shelves of Six Flags Great Adventure on Thursday. Select stores across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware will also be carrying the alcoholic refreshers. I'm Natalie Migliori. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
We are the Garden State's wake-up call. Listen to First News with Eric Scott. Weekday mornings at 5 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5.
904 is New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
The North Elm Parkway express lanes are jammed with that road work I told you about. North of 109 up to 114, the outer roadway works out better. Farther up the line, construction approaching 143, but the delays are southbound now from 145 down to 143 in Irvington. Again, with construction, the southbound eastern spur of the turnpike is scheduled to be closing tonight. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, no problems. The Holland Tunnel with a scheduled closure at 11 o'clock. And remember, we are still shut down on Whitehorse Pike. Eastbound in Mullica with a down utility pole, Elmwood Road to Columbia Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, rain ending and shifting offshore early this evening, then gradual clearing and turning chilly. Low 50 to 55, but 45 to 50 in the northwest hills and upper 50s at the shore. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, nice with lower humidity, high 73 to 78. Tomorrow night, mainly clear and cool, good sleeping weather. Lows from around 50 in the northwest hills to 60 at the shore. On Thursday, lots of sunshine, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
All right. We got 63 degrees in Long Branch, 63 degrees Lindenwall, 61 degrees Lawrence. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring the whole family to Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven on beautiful Long Beach Island. Their newly renovated arcade, outdoor rides, and boardwalk games are open daily now through Labor Day. For more info and for hours, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com. Fantasy Island Amusement Park. The fun starts here.
New Jersey 101.